Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today, I'd like to talk about a topic that I'm trying to get used to for the last 25 years. But the more I talk about it, the more pissed and angry I get. The finning of sharks. Would you believe that I launched the first campaign against finning over in German-speaking countries more than 25 years ago? 25 years. Unbelievable. Back when, people told me that this can't be a big issue. Nobody eats shark fin soup and blah 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 blah. And now, people tell me why they have not been made aware of back when. I don't get it. There was tried as hard as I could and no one listened, and now they tell me why they have not been educated. Back when, I went to different radio stations, TV, I gave talks, I really tried as hard as I could. And I felt that people start to understand, but now 25 years later, I have to say, hardly anything stuck back then. Well, finning is a worldwide disease, and we can't seem to get rid of it. It's true that more and more countries prohibit the import of shark fins and come up with regulation, but does anybody really believe that these laws can cure this illness? Never, ever will it stop. And why not? Because there's no control group. There's no one who takes action if one of these boats is illegally finning sharks. Why? It's not stoppable. Do we not have enough people? Well, no, there's too much money involved in the finning trade. So since we can't eliminate it, shall we just give up? No, never. So how could we stop finning? There are a few ideas, and some of them are rather harsh. But you know what? For the sake of argument, I will give you some ideas and then you can take whatever you like. First thing is, we can start to sink ships who keep finning. Well, if there is no gear anymore, no ship anymore, well, then there is no fishing anymore. Is this harsh? Yeah, most likely. But the oceans do not belong to anybody. They are to belong everyone and no one, but they actually are the biggest ecosystem on our planet. So, yes, start fishing, start sinking ships would be something I would support. And, of course, we have to jail anybody related to finning. And it doesn't matter where in the food chain that person is. Anybody who works around finning knows by now that this is not a legal issue in many countries. Then, of course, if governments don't listen, we have to put embargoes on them. I know this is another step that we could hardly follow, but then again, if we don't try, nothing's gonna happen. So you may think it's extreme, but is it really? Our oceans are dying. All of us have seen all these horrible, horrible pictures of how our ocean looks. It's not the Paradise Island anymore with the turquoise water slapping on a white sandy beach. Well, that's fantasy. Well, these areas, of course, still exist, but the truth looks much, much different. The reality looks so much different than these picturesque pictures of islands. Our conservation approaches are not working. They are too slow, too regional, too harmless, too restrictive, too whatever. You get the point. What we need is a world organization with bite. Yes, in theory and on paper, we do have such organizations, but what they lack is not just leadership, they lack teeth. A bunch of people sits there and vows for this or that, and that's it. Something that I can't really get is, let's say, CITES. I think it's a great organization, but if an animal is not really threatened to get extinct, it won't come on the list. So an animal first has to come to that point where it may be no more in a few years, then we start protecting them. If we see that an animal is still in good shape, well, then we have to start protecting it so it keeps that way. I mean, depending on what literature you cite, per day we lose 30, 40 animal and plant species. Other citations say over 300 per day. So there's so many species we don't even know of. So the few we are aware of that are threatened, we should be much more rigorous. So, and of course, we should be done with sitting at a table and discuss solutions where all the parties can live with. Why? Why should it matter that all agree? If a few have the answer for the cure, it does not matter how many deny this to be correct. The oceans didn't ask for being treated this way. Our nature could care less if all these idiots, these self-proclaimed idiots who believe to have a saying in something, really need to be heard. We have to stop to find a middle ground between what's good for the ocean and what is livable for the fishing industries. For far too long, we kept harmful professions alive. Enough is enough, and fishing is one of them. When I grew up, there was still the profession of typesetters for newspapers. Well, no more. This is part of how our world works. Some professions vanish while others are created. I'm not saying that the little fisherman who fishes to keep his family alive should be outlawed. Absolutely not. What should be outlawed, however, are these large fishing fleets, the floating factories, and all the other industries out there who keep raping our oceans in an unimaginable order. Make it illegal for any company who wants to keep fishing for shrimp, fish, and such to be larger than 4 or 5 people. Whatever it takes to remain small. Make it illegal for any of those companies to have boats that can go offshore. Make it illegal for any company to throw away bycatch. Make it illegal, whatever. I think you know where I'm going with all this. Outlaw any type of fishing that would even get close to do harm, to take more than nature can provide. Anything remotely capable of jeopardizing sustainability should be prohibited. And prohibit any fishing for any animal group where it is known that they are cage strategists. What is a cage strategist? It is an animal that grows slowly, reaches maturity late, has a long gestation period, and only a few offsprings. And you can guess who falls in that category. Sharks. But if you feel that this is too restrictive, here's a second idea. Every fishing company, should we still allow them to operate, would be equipped with tamper-proof transponders, so at all time we know where they are, plus a governmental worker who logs the catches on a daily basis, which will then be uploaded. And of course, any deviation from the procedure or anything that relates to something illegal needed to be harshly punished. I could go on, but I would like to see how the world's fishing industry needed to be reshaped in order for us to work on a healthier ocean. That due to these restrictions, the black market would flourish is most likely. But for that, I have some answers as well. And there is something else that bothers me for a long time. Fishermen just take what nature offers without ever giving anything back. Just think about it. Fishermen take without giving anything back, and now they've reached a level where our oceans are close to collapsing, and they're still demanding that they're allowed to fish here or there or towards what species. Can we really allow this rape to continue? Our oceans, and so our world, is dying, and we basically ran out of time. It is wishful thinking that we can turn back time and start rebuilding fishing stocks, lower the pH levels again, recollect the billions upon billions of plastic pieces that float the oceans or lay on the bottom. Mind you, more than 50% of all plastic that ends up in the oceans does not float. I'm out there most of my time, so I see more than my share of what is going on, and it does not make me just angry or pissed. It also makes me sad. Sad because we know what is happening, but greed, arrogance, and ignorance is just too prominent to see the other side. So is there anything that any one of us can really do? I know that most people would say that they are only a single person and as such can't do anything. Well, that's not true. Most of the time when you say that, what you actually mean is, I don't have time, so this is my excuse not to do anything. First of all, the world's fisheries depend on demand. Where there's no more demand, there's no money to be made anymore either. I know that is wishful thinking that we would all stop demanding fish or shrimp or shark fin or whatever. But just take shrimp. 1 kilogram of shrimp means 10 kilograms of bycatch are thrown overboard. Ban shrimp to be sold in restaurants, and we could already impact our oceans quite extensively, or make it mandatory that all the bycatch has to be brought to shore. So beside avoiding some foods, we can go to the grocery store and bring our own bags, so that way we can get rid of the paper or plastic question. If you start something that's good for nature, you may get other people to join. Maybe not, but even if no one else joins your idea, your cause, your viewpoint, gives you a feeling of satisfaction that may lead to a next step of yours, or maybe of others. Me, I keep doing my things where I know my actions are a small step towards a better ocean. I hope there's something what I just said that really hits you home and you try it as well. I hope at least I made you a little bit more sensitive. And maybe somebody out there has connections to government agencies who have an open ear. If so, let me know if I can help you to push whatever little law towards a better ocean. I do my share. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.